Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Don Nickelodeon Show!
BlogTalkRadio.com, Georgia, where she's from. Please believe it. I am your host, Don Nickelodeon.
Now I'm Keita.
What's up, Keita?
What's up?
What's good with you, big baller?
Everything, big pimpin'. Good with you.
Oh, man, you know how we get down up in this motherfucker. Thank God it's Thursday. Y'all got one more day to work. I never work. I don't have to slave for no motherfucking body.
Amen.
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 My mama told me as long as I got this, I can get anything I want. Amen. Amen. A great day in Zamunda. Thank y'all for tuning in. We are live in Nigeria today. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You should have seen that damn zebra. Keita was scared of the motherfucker. He tried to kick Keita with his hind legs.
Hell no.
He thought Keita was a hyena. Life is what you make it. Live it vivid. How to combat the forces of Leviathan. Leviathan means the law of sin. Levi means law, and Athan means sin. How to combat the principalities of darkness. Some forces are apparent to the physical eye. Some are not. Let's talk about that which is not seen with the physical eye. I need everybody to turn your attention on to the screen on your right side. Push play by your chat room window. Motherfuckers like, where that shit at?
Everybody looking for that shit.
Anyway, how to see the unseen. And I know everybody is like,
no good.
Damn lie. Damn, that shit, where is that? Everybody is like, what's up with you today, man? How to combat the forces of Leviathan. That's the topic for the day. Leviathan means the law of sin. Levi, law, Athan, sin. How to combat the principalities of darkness. Some forces are apparent to the physical eye, and some are not. Let's talk about that which is not seen with the physical eye. How to see the unseen. Ha ha. How to see the shit you can't see. There is a certain group of people on the planet Earth, people who see things that others does not see. And when that person does have the ability to show them what they see, they are able at that time to see what that person has seen. For an example, watching a movie, most people don't see the airplane that flies by unless the camera is focused on the airplane. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Airplane pass by. Those are a certain amount of people that actually can do that on the planet. I don't know how many. But they're able to see the things that same person is next person is next to them watching the same shit, but they can't see it. So they have to say, hey, rewind that back. Did you see that airplane? They don't see, then they have to be shown the airplane. certain things like that, or that sign in the window nobody paid attention to in the movie. Those people have more of a detailed eye. That's what it's called, a detailed eye, things that are not apparent to the physical eye when you are watching something, because your eye is like a fucking camera. It's a lens. It reads everything that it is focused on. Well, most people's cameras are high-definition eyes. They see more than what the physical eye can actually look at, which is a blessing to some of us that have that ability. So if you know anybody that actually have that ability, I suggest you tell them you are sorry for whatever wrong you caused them and become their friend, because you need their eyes in order to see the things that are unapparent, that are not apparent on the physical form. Okay? So Hootie's in the chat room asked me a dumbass question, and that was, do I have jet lag? Anyway, today's topic again is the things that are apparent that we can see and the things that are not apparent that we should be looking at that cannot be seen by the physical eye. How to combat the forces of Leviathan. I think my brother the other day on the show, be it Rainbow or Tahuti, somebody mentioned Leviathan, and I know some of us are actually familiar with what that word itself means and the origin behind it. But, yeah, there are forces that work behind the scenes that my baby daddy from 2,000 years ago by the name of Yahshua HaMashiach was here to do, is fight the principalities of darkness, and he did a real good job, and thus we are here again 2,000 years later to assist those who now have an understanding of why we came in the motherfucking first place. This time you ain't gonna crucify us.
Hell no. They crucified me. God damn. If he came to fight, never mind, that was a stupid question. I do not want to get beat up today.
Anybody gonna beat you up today? What's up?
You said, thus, we are here today.
Mm-hmm.
But you also said that, you know, Yahshua HaMashiach came to fight for the principalities of darkness.
Yes.
And in that fight in the principalities of darkness, we won.
Duh.
So, thus, we are here.
Who are the we that you speak about, oh great one?
You said we.
Yeah, me and he.
That's a good way to get out of it.
That's a good way to get out of it? To combat the forces of Leviathan. Do you know anything about Leviathan? I'm sure you do now that you've been with me for quite some time now. And you still go through them kicking your ass. You still have to learn to combat the forces of Leviathan. Any given moment, we are all familiar with walk-ins, right? Walk-ins are welcome. Everybody have a walk-in or welcome sign. 95% of the population of planet Earth have a walk-in or welcome sign in their business, which is their body, their flesh. So that's why walk-ins are welcome, to walk in them at any given moment. Mine has a sign that says, we're closed 27 hours a day. By appointments only. But so most people have walk-ins, and they have it a lot. And you stand back and you look at these particular people in our lives that we do tend to day-to-day, you know, have relations with, be it with workplace, be it home. I mean, I told y'all I can tell when my nigga get one, because I be cooking and this nigga just come in butt naked with his dick in his hand. And what the fuck done walked in you today? Shit is fucking crazy. So, you know, people get walk-ins. So you have to figure out, you know, what walked in. Those are actually telepathic influences of people who've been inhabited by a Leviathan force.
Ooh.
You sure? You sure you don't?
I didn't recall
Can you speak up? Can you get closer to the mic, please?
I don't recall them.
Yeah, nobody recalls their walk-in. Nobody is aware that they've had a walk-in until after the walk-in completed their mission inside of them. They're not aware of that. And the person on the outside who they might have done harm to or said some sick shit or whatever will remind them of what the fuck they did, and they'd be like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I did that shit? Yeah, nigga, you fucking did. That was a recall of a walk-in. That's why, to be honest with you, you know, if I had to fear any being on the planet, it would be human beings, because they get walk-ins, and it's either me have to kill your motherfucking ass or me having to destroy your whole bloodline because of that shit. And I don't think I feel like having to go through shit like that, but I am very fearful of human beings because of their walk-ins. That's why I don't take kindly to relationships. Often I make sure I'm in my pyramid. Even with you, Keita, I have my pyramid. I'm in my pyramid. Ain't no telling what the fuck will walk in your ass in a given moment.
What the hell?
I'm just saying, ain't no telling. So I'm very, you know, I just know that humans are not aware of the forces that are not seen and tend to get downloaded and shit quick.
So you saying I'm human?
If you have to ask me that, then you are. But, yeah, that's what that is. So this is very, you know, I mean, like my boy Michael one day on the show, Keita started laughing. And Keita thinks it's funny, and he said, no, this shit is serious.
And that shit was funny.
So most people can think it as, you know, something to laugh about. But I think that that little being that possessed you a lot is Demacus or Demesis. I can't remember how to pronounce it. But that's the laughing spirit. That motherfucker laughs all the fucking time. That's all he does is just fucking laugh. Laugh at himself. Laugh at, you know, shit, you know. I'm for real. Look it up. There's a laughing fucking spirit, man. That motherfucker just laughs for the hell of it. Just
not bad.
How do you know?
Because I'm not doing anything to anyone.
There's also a spirit by the name of Hush. Did you know that?
Sure.
Yeah, by the name of Hush. Look at this fucking spirit laughing.
Man, why you be playing?
I ain't fucking playing, nigga. I don't got time to play. I play with my children. I play with adults. I ain't got time to play. Anyway, but yeah, there is a spirit by the name of Hush, and I'm familiar, I'm sure that a few people are familiar with the spirit of Hush. That's why, you know, when a baby is born and the mom or dad is tired, and most people who are unaware of that particular spirit, the first thing they would tell that baby if it's whining is to hush, and that's invoking an entity or a spirit called Hush. You do not want that motherfucker nowhere around you. That's why you don't tell a child hush. Tell a child shut the fuck up, but you don't tell the child hush. Because you're invoking an entity of a spirit. These spirits have energies and names and all that stuff. That's why it's important that you are aware of certain ones of them. There are actually names that are mentioned, the 200 fallen angels and the El's Holy Tablet. And I just thought of it, just came to me by the spirit of Yanu.
Oh,
that is sad. 200 fallen angels, and there are names, and certain people actually have these names today.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
Yeah, so they do. They still have these names. It's amazing that, because you know where is that, or what are you about to do?
Yeah, I actually
Holy Tablet. Yeah. But anyway, but these spirits actually is the name to everything. Everything has names. If you can remember also in Genesis where they mentioned that the boy Adam named everything or everything, yeah, he went around naming shit. Well, everything has a name. Even the shit you don't see have names. And they could easily be in both. Depends on who you are and, you know, what's your reason. Mm-hmm. For doing it, but if you're unconscious of the forces that you cannot see with your physical eye, anything can inhabit you. So for those that are tuning in, I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in, and the topic today is how to combat the forces of Levi Aithon. Levi, I used to steal Levi jeans at Murphy's or Murray's way back in the days in high school, and Levi is definitely the law of sin.
How about that? It used to be my favorite thing.
Wear the shit out of them.
Had every color.
But yeah, but how to combat the forces of Leviathan. Leviathan means the law of sin. Levi means law, and Athan means sin. How to combat the principalities of darkness. Some forces are apparent to the physical eye. Some are not. Let's talk about that which is not seen with the physical eye. How to see the unseen. That's why you have to be aware of the unknown first. Because everything else you know, right?
Supposedly, yeah.
You're supposed to think you know.
Yeah.
Everything else. And to admit that you don't know the unknown. But to know the unknown is a whole nother level. And I strongly, truly believe because I was there during the time of my baby daddy, Yahshua HaMashiach, y'all may call him Jesus, the black one, know I'm talking about. You know, he tried to teach motherfuckers this shit, and so as Melchizedek in the form of Dr. Malachi Z. York was striving to teach us these things, and it was unable to, I mean, it's a great doctrine, but how many of us have actually mastered the principalities of darkness, things that you don't see, that can get in you at any given moment? I mean, can you really watch a porno flick and not get horny, not want to fuck? Can you, Keita?
Can I watch a porno flick?
Can you listen to a love song and not want to be in love if you don't have anyone physically to love? Can you watch a food channel television all day long for 24 hours and not get hungry?
Good Lord.
Can you? And if the answer is no, if anybody answered no to all of the above, it's because you have not mastered the principalities of darkness. Now, the forces that are not seen is that which what you don't know why you feel that way when you watch certain things that you see with your physical eye. Right?
Yeah.
I hope y'all following me because I'm on some other shit today. Right? So if you answered no, it's because you still haven't mastered the forces of the principalities of darkness, things that you can't see. Again, can you look at something and not desire it or not have any feelings of desires from it? Can you watch a food channel or a hamburger or Wendy's commercial and not desire a fucking burger or not have a desire to eat by looking at anything dealing with food? That's why I said, could you watch a sex flick and not want to be sexually aroused by watching it? Can you watch a game of basketball and still don't want to play that shit? Certain things like that, that's the principalities of darkness. Those are just needles, just little things that you can now start to be conscious of. When you're seeing things with your physical eye, yet there is a telepathic influence and a thought that will arouse a feeling that would probably either or have you desire what you see or fulfill that what you see. Rainbow, my brother from the end of the rainbow. How you doing today, Rainbow?
I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Wonderful.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm just tuning in on the show. It's a good topic. Good topic.
Thank you.
You know, and the thing is mastering, totally mastering, is a very, very difficult task. Because you said things that you see. Now, things that you see, you can kind of master that. But the unseen influence, the vibrations, you know, the bell towers, giving off different waves and so on and so forth, and hidden messages behind visual images, you know. And that's why it says in Revelations, I have to bring in a new heaven and a new earth, you know, because it got to the point where it's just like, it's just totally impossible to actually master, you know, those things. Now, some people are almost there, but to totally get there, you know, like Yahshua said, my spirit is willing, my flesh is weak, you know, because it goes back to, you know, Zuan, Halal, the devil, whoever you want to call him. He was a master marketer, even in the garden, you know. He the apple thing, you know what I'm saying, to Adam and Eve. You know, he painted the picture, and he had to market it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what society's built upon. A capitalist society is all about marketing, to the point where you see stuff on TV, like you said. You see a hamburger. Even though you may be a vegetarian, you see the hamburger shit. You see that constantly, like, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times out of a day, you can go over and eat some meat, you know? Because it's all about playing on your emotions or playing on those senses in you.
Yeah.
So actually to the point of mastery, because we're at the point now where, you know, the phones that we're on, the music that we listen to that's been played on different wavelengths or different octaves, you know, destructive things that you can, like, you know, to the point where you say, I don't like that song, but you hear it so repetitively, make sure you go out and buy it, you know. And I don't care how, you know, how good you spiritually you say you are, if that stuff is repeatedly thrown at you, you know, your everyday environment, you're going to succumb to it, you know, one point in time. You're going to succumb to it. So that's why everything has to be wiped away and done over again, because it is a concentrated effect on destruction. And it's,
what do you think?
Actually, go ahead.
Rainbow, what do you think about, let me mute you first so I won't break up. What do you think about in the El Tole tablet, and I don't know where it actually said it, but I got it. It's in the first chapter, by the way, when it said that the Intergalactic Confederation has quarantined the planet Earth because there's not enough people that want to be free. I'm going to put you back on.
Okay, and what I think about it is there's not enough people that want to break loose, that want to vibrate at a certain wavelength, you know. That's not enough positivity, you know. It's like they don't want to be released from this thing that we call society, you know. And it's a very destructive society. Everybody's playing into it now. I mean, you got people coming out of the Tibet Mountain, the Tibetans, you know. Coming down in the streets and fighting and so on and so forth. They have actually been, you know, they have fallen from their spiritual, you know, realm. So they have quarantined to the point where we reach a level to where we all vibrating on a certain wavelength to want to get up out of here. You know, if you don't want to get up out of something, so why should I help you get up out of it, you know?
What is
quarantine
for, you know, like, me, shit. I mean, I want the fuck out of this motherfucker. What does it say? I think it's real selfish that, you know, I wouldn't say selfish, but I think it's very inconsiderate for the Intergalactic Confederation to quarantine the whole motherfucking planet because it's not enough. I don't think it's fucking fair, you know, because it's not enough. That's like saying, you know, I think somebody asked me, you know, how many stones do you have? Because the Uman and Thuman, we've actually manufactured Uman and Thuman stones, and they are very beautiful, by the way. And I said, well, it's not enough people, so, you know, it depends on the demand for the motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Ain't that a bitch? The supply and the demand. Mm-hmm. You know, so I guess, I mean, now that I guess I answered my own question. I guess the Intergalactic Confederation said, there you go, bitch. Not demand for it. And that's why you stuck in this motherfucker. I guess so, shit. But the good thing about it is that, you know, for individuals who have mastered certain things of the planet Earth where some have not even to know that you're supposed to, I mean, we are rising above cause and the effect. We are ahead of the cause. We also are ahead of karma or malicious intent that may be done by humans who get downloaded, which is truly a blessing for me. And a curse for anybody else who fuck around and get downloaded and have a malicious intent or a sick desire to destroy that which what the Most High has given me as a being on the planet Earth, striving to get the fuck out of this bitch. But anyway, go ahead, Rainbow, you on.
Yes, and to go on what we was talking about, like quarantine, it's like a computer. If you have a virus, you quarantine that virus. Protect your good stuff. So, you know, the Intergalactical Council don't work on our emotion. I mean, this is the boundless universe. And if we are a plague, why let us out? You know, like Nimrod. Nimrod was building, you know, ships to go out and wreak havoc in the universe, you know. So they had to quarantine his ass. You know, they had to keep him here, you see. So, you know, we have to rise above the emotions of this planet. And, yes, there are some that want to leave. But if it's not enough, you know, to actually make that trip down here, because some of them making this trip down here can fall from grace too. You know, it has to be enough to make that trip, you know. You know, it has to be worth your while, you know. Like somebody asks you to take them away, you say, okay, is it worth my while to make that trip? You know what I'm saying? For me to get up off my chair and get up and get in the car and turn it on and to make that trip, it has to be worth your while. So,
well,
you know, in the quarantine something is it must be a plague down here. You know, they don't want this shit to get up out of here. So
if you continue to read forward in the El's Holy Tablet where it mentions the quarantine and the Intergalactic Confederation had quarantined the planet, it actually speaks about the Satanist forces and the Luciferian forces, if I'm not mistaken. And that's the reason one feed off of energy and another feed off of mind control. And so you're actually, like, combating two types of energy, two types of forces on the planet. One wants your mind to be controlled by them, and one just wants your energy. So they're feeding off of both. Ain't that a bitch? So, you know, and with that being said, you know, there's a lot that comes with that, being that you acknowledge that there are forces that want to control either your mind or your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Segment, you're on the air. How you doing today, Segment?
Okay, how are you doing?
Good.
You know what? Okay. What chapter is that you...
I don't know.
Just said? You said it was the first chapter? Okay. Well, what I wanted to say is I don't recall where I read that. I recall hearing Master Teacher at one time stating that... that the Riskians, you know, travel from place to place getting these Luciferian forces or, you know, combating these Luciferian forces. And so I guess because the Luciferians do rule a certain portion or, you know, in this realm, that's the reason why we'd be in quarantine, you know. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say right now.
Could you say that again for me, please?
Okay, I don't recall as far as where I got this, if I read it in the tablet somewhere, but I do recall hearing the Master Teacher saying that the Riskians travel from place to place, planet to planet, combating these Luciferian forces.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are, you know, under the spell of Leviathan and, you know, these Luciferians, you know, are controlling a lot of things here, could that be the reason why we're quarantined?
Well, the way it was mentioned in the El Holy Tablet is that it wasn't enough people that wants to be free. It's like being programmed. And, you know, you are on a certain frequency that you are, for one, fearful of even changing the fucking channel. You're scared you're going to miss your show, your favorite program or whatever. But it said that a lot of people are just not enough that wants to be free. That's the only reason why it's have been quarantined. That's why nothing can leave out this. Nothing can leave it out of this mug. Can't nothing leave out of this planet. That's why they did a lot of movies based on quarantine epidemics or episodes where, you know, a whole city would be quarantined and all that type of shit. For some reason, it started. You know, a lot of those movies started coming out in the late 90s, like Resident Evil and all those other, you know, types of film, because they have quarantine. It has above, so below, right? And it's just not enough people that want to be free. Free from what? Free from telepathic influences. Free from breaking the spell of Leviathan. You know, and again, I mentioned earlier that, you know, if you ever watch, can you watch a sex flick and not want a desire to be touched, still want to have a desire for sex? Could you actually do that shit? Because you actually watch a 24-hour food channel and don't want to think about eating and don't have a desire to eat because of what your physical eye has seen. Most people act out what their physical eye have seen, and also they act out what a thought that they picked up on. They will act out on things that they've seen, and which gives it the feeling, because, you know, with the five senses, it's still based off of feel. So you will feel what you see. So if you can do that, and I suggest people master that, I don't give a damn if it's a sex flick, sit and watch it and see if you won't get horny or see that you don't have a desire or visualize being even in that movie for one or that flick, and see if you master that particular force. See if you master watching a food channel and don't eat the whole day. See if you master these certain things. See if you can listen to a love song and you ain't got no one to love, and see what you still long for someone to love. That shit like that. That's how you master or combat some of the forces of Leviathan. That's how you do it. Rainbow, you on the air?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, yeah. Now, you kind of like answered some of the things I was going to really say. And that's you're right. You have to actually, because have you noticed in the past 20 years, a bombardment of stuff that's on commercials? It used to be a time where you wouldn't use the word bitch on you know, regular TV. Now they use these things on regular TV. They use so many commercials, the videos are sexually explicit. So a lot of things are being, you know, bombarded at us because these forces on this earth know that there are forces above waiting on us to rise in conscious. And with the master teacher coming, they know we was rising in conscious. So instead of, you know, them giving us a drug of crack or heroin, which is still out there, but they giving us a drug of illusions and images and so on and so forth at a bombardment rate, you know. And like you said, the five senses that we do have, they all boil down to touch, you know, and feeling, which is a form of touch. So yes, once we master those, like I said earlier, though, it is a continual exercise to try to master this thing, because it's just so much that's thrown at us and our children. You know, I hear people saying that they blame the parents for the children, but you can't, because there's just so much. When they leave your household, they are bombarded with just so much, you know, that concentrated effect on our destruction. And the time is running out. Time is running out, so shit. Instead of them, like, you know, giving it over, they're just going to knock up all the best pieces, you know. Get rid of everything. Fuck it.
Thank you so much, Rainbow, for Weapons of Mass Destruction ceremony and sermon. today's topic for those who are just tuning in is how to combat the forces of Leviathan. Leviathan means the law of sin. Levi means law, and Athan means sin. How to combat the principalities of darkness. Some forces are apparent to the physical eye. Some are not. And let's talk about that which is not seen with the physical eye. How to see, actually, the unseen. In some exercises, it sounds crazy because you have to be aware at all times. And the exercise that I've gave, this is my second time giving it, I will give it throughout the whole motherfucking show. And that exercise is, whatever you see, your eyes will read it. Your brain will pick that shit up, right? Your subconscious will also take what it wants to have, for one, okay? So a few things that you can do to find out whether or not, and first of all, there are forces that works that cannot be seen, and there are forces that they will allow you to see it with your physical eye. Like you can tell when somebody actually have a walk-in in them. You can look and know that that's not the person that you was just talking to moments prior to the walk-in. You can actually see that they hold position, their physique, everything fucking changed about them.
Hell no.
Why you laugh?
Hell no.
Why you laugh? So, you know, you can actually see that if you're conscious that something has walked in, you're able to just look, you know, see more with your first eye rather than your second and third eye. And you'll be able to know if that person, because the danger, it would not really be with you. The danger would be the motherfucker who had the walk-in, who has that sign plastered over their being, walk-ins are welcome. You feel me? So, you know, you have to really be conscious, and you also have to be conscious whether or not you had a walk-in, you know, and that's why there were so many movies based on exorcism, where people had to exorcise the motherfuckers out because they will reside in you forever or, you know, keep jumping, like, hopping buses on your ass just from one bus to the next. And we are a vehicle. That's why we have to be conscious of what the fuck has took possession of our vehicle or what has took possession of someone close to us vehicle. Hijackers, goddammit. But these are certain forces of Leviathan that is not being seen, that you can't see from the physical eye, yet you can recollect their behavior patterns or the things they saying based on they had a walk-in, because they've had a walk-in. You can recall, like, something that you said just didn't sit right with me. Some you know, certain things like that, or something that you did. And 9 times out of 10, they don't recall that they did it. You know, and if they did, they will apologize for it. But those are people you have to watch out for because they have a big-ass walk-in or welcome sign. Rainbow, you on the air. Wait a minute.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You on, sweetheart?
That's good that you mentioned the walk-in because during the Reconstruction period of Noah's time, when the earth was destroyed and all things was good, when, you know, the story of Ham, when Ham looked upon Noah, but before he looked upon Noah, he had an argument with his wife, and his conscience fell. And with his conscience fell, he allowed beings that was expelled from this realm to slip back in as a walk-in. And today, those things are happening on a continuous basis, especially through music. You know, you have the Pan, which we know as Panic Button, or Pan, the father of music, and other things, like you said, Hush, you know, like the little fairy tale, I mean, the thing we should say to our children, Hush, little baby, don't say a word, and so on and so forth. These actual names are beings that was expelled, the 200 fallen angels.
Amen.
So, yeah, that's real deep that you say walk-in, because we all get it, you know. You got people down at jail right now and say, I don't know what came over me. I just killed a motherfucker. You know, I just killed him.
That's
something
right.
Came over me. That was a walk-in.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you definitely have to be conscious of that because all of us on this planet, it goes to and fro. Again, this body is just a vehicle. So So you have to be extra, extra, extra aware, extra, extra, extra conscious of that which what you are going to and fro with on the planet Earth, because anything can get into you or anything can come into someone that is in your presence. Those are the forces that are not seen by the physical eye. All right, now, as far as music, and I know Rainbow loves to talk about the music and how it is fucking up the minds of people. You can also, that's another exercise if you want to know if your mind is fucked up. If you listen to a particular music and if it takes you in, if it pulls you in, then you are definitely a weak link, motherfucker. A weak-minded. Again, you can listen to, if you listen to 24-hour love songs, will you, even though you don't have no one to love, or if you do, do you still want to yearn to love? Those are what is called telepathic influences, where it gets you to desire that which you cannot access at that moment. You feel me, Keita?
Mm-hmm.
It gets you to desire that. So, again, if you can listen to love songs or watch a sex flick and don't have the desire to do either or of them, then you are definitely mastering the Luciferian forces, or what is considered by Yahshua HaMashiach, the principalities of darkness, things you don't see. So you won't desire that. You can watch a million hamburger commercials and just sit there and watch it. Will you desire, will you have a desire to still want to eat a hamburger or just to eat, period? You have to find out what level of vibration you are vibrating on. Are you easily influences by that which what you see and feel or hear or get a thought from? Thus, you need to be mindful of yourself, because you can take yourself out or others too. So you have to be conscious of knowing how to combat the forces of Leviathan. And the way you combat the forces of Leviathan, you go head-to-head with it. So I'm giving you head-to-head training on to see if you're able to combat that force, because it does happen, you know, to combat it. You go face-to-face with it, all right? So, again, I'm going to say it again. I'm not saying if you got flicks, but if you can watch a sex flick without being aroused or not wanting to have sex or visualize yourself in that movie, you are definitely mastered the sex force. Love songs or any songs that's out there that will give you telepathic influences or feeling of, you need to sit there 24 hours of straight torture yourself and see if you can master that. These are the lower cardinal desires and the forces that they do. They can't go no higher than the sixth realm, okay? Let me say that. They can't go no higher than the sixth. And the lowest they can go is person, places, and things, okay? So that's where y'all vibrate on. So I suggest you face it face to face. Combat it. If your issue is with sex, then you need to master that shit quick. It's even, like I said, face it head first. The way you combat forces of Leviathan shit you don't see is you go head to head with it. You don't run from it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Most people would run from it, would close their eyes, shun their cells, or whatever the fuck it'll take. But no, you got to face it, because that's that shit that'll take you out.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbow, you on the air. Rainbow, wait a minute. I'm sorry, the switchboard.
Yeah.
Rainbow, you on?
Yeah, Don, that's right there. It's an excellent exercise, facing whatever your Achilles is, you know, whatever your weakness is, facing it head on. But I also like to clarify the music thing, too. You know, what I meant by the music is that, you know, with the coming in of Trans Europe Express, I know some people are too young to remember that, but back in the 60s, the coming in of the synthesizers from Europe and so on and so forth, and all the clicks and all the electronic devices, that right there ushered in the changing of the music and taking it to a whole new level where these beings can actually walk in. You know, we get back into the drums and the natural acoustic things. That's what we, you know, our center is vibrating on, and that right there, because I listen to a variety of music, but sometimes I find myself when, you know, music is an emotional thing. Like you said, you can listen to some love songs and want to, you know, make babies. You get out there on the basketball court, I put on some hype, get out there and start dunking on people. So music, you know, it works your emotions. But the music today, even the R&B and all that, is very destructive because it's vibrating. It's being played on a different octave, a different tone that is more destructive to our central nervous system and our whole makeup.
Let me say this quick, Rainbow, okay? Now, some of us can watch Rambo all day long and don't want to pick up a machine gun, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we might get that thought to pick up a machine gun. This is what I'm saying. Okay, if you don't want to kill a motherfucker after watching a Rambo motherfucking movie, then that means that that entity cannot get in you. Like you said, when niggas end up in jail and they be like, I don't know what got in me. That means you mastered that. That means you can watch a Rambo movie all day long and don't want to kill a motherfucker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in order to master something, you got to head first. You understand what I'm saying, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because should nothing take you off your vibration. Now, if you are listening to music or watching a soap opera and they are in bed together or the music is saying, I want to take you to bed, you know, and if that shit is really fucking with you or you want to call up Billy or Sharonda or whoever the fuck, you need to start mastering that. You got to be conscious of what the fuck you're listening to, what the fuck you're seeing, and what the fuck you're feeling by what you heard or what you see. Those are the things that are not seen by the physical eye. There's so many emotional roller coasters that a person will go through. From wanting a hamburger, from wanting to have sex, from listening to a music, and all of that. You don't run from that. You fight that shit. Because a Quinn taught by the spiritual grandmaster of all realms, he said the only way you will win if you fight. You understand what I'm saying, Keita? I'm sure it's not that hard to spell this shit out. The only way you'll win if you fight. That's why most people can listen to a song that won't affect them, then other people can listen to the same song and it will affect them. Why is that? Why is that? Because they're not affected by the tones, nor vibrations, nor telepathic influences or the emotional side of it that could possibly affect someone else. That's why. So the most important thing, like you said, if you have a fear of anything, you face it head on. If you're afraid of anything, you face it head on. Again, I had a fear of snakes. Everything I have now is snakes because I'm no longer afraid of them. And how the fuck I had to break the spell of that fear was become one with the fucking snake and know that there's no might nor power over me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, but you have to be conscious that these are the things that are going on. You know, again, you can listen to a love song and don't want to be in fucking love by hearing it. But somebody else could hear it and would long to be in love. So those are the people I'm talking to right now. Those are the people that need to combat the forces of Leviathan by going in head first. Use your fucking head. And stop running from it because it will always take you out. Always take you out. Go ahead, Rainbow. You on the air.
Yes. With the tones, you know, the tones can be very detrimental, though. I mean, I do understand what you're saying, but tones can also, and that goes to, like, a lot of the music today, it'd be hip-hop, it's been played on the rock and roll tone. That's been known to be detrimental to the rock and roll people who played it, and y'all's born and so on and so forth. So tones, you know, like you can say om, and that right there can get you back centered. But if you got things that's vibrating at a certain tone that destroys your central nervous system, that's why a lot of kids are walking around here like zombies. You know, you can't get nothing in their head because they've been listening to those tones. So that comes with the trans. That comes with the Europe Express. You know. Back in the day when they brought all that over here, all them synthesizers and all that, that took you out of the natural tone. And that's what I'm saying about music. But you're right. You have to face things head on, but be careful of the tones. You know, playing your music too loud, so on and so forth, because it can do a lot of physical damage to you that you can allow those good tones to get in and actually, like David had his soul restored by playing the harp and so on and so forth, you see, at a certain tone. So you can't destroy your hearing. If you destroy your eardrum, then that vibration, them tones can't touch it. Them good tones can't touch it. So next, you know, you're a zombie. your vegetable.
And right now, 95% of the planet Earth are vegetables, are zombies. And the ones that are listening, that have, we have 40 minutes remaining to hear this shit. In order to wake the fuck up, you have to be conscious of everything that is going on around you, in you, all of that at the same motherfucking time. You understand what I'm saying, Keith? I'm sure that you understand what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, regardless of tone, if your vibration, if you're vibrating at a higher level, I don't give a fuck where you at. I don't give a fuck how much you fucking know. But at any given moment, anything can walk in, into you, right? You,
yep.
You can't. You got to be listening to shit. There are tones that you can't fucking hear.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be listening to nothing,
mm-hmm.
and something could walk in you and have you desiring or being in a state of what is called hypnosis, where you are being inhabited by something that have took possession of your vehicle and have you do certain things that you are not aware of physically, consciously aware. It don't matter. I can listen to fucking loud music. If it says, bitch, smack that ass on the floor, do I want my ass smacked? No. But there are bitches who hear that song and want their ass smacked when they on the floor. So what I'm saying is, for those people, you have to be conscious of what you are hearing, conscious of the thought or the feeling that you get from it, and combat that by not allowing that to take possession of your being and getting on the floor getting that ass smacked. That's what I'm saying. You can watch 50 Rambo movies and don't want to pick up a machine gun. So you can listen to whatever fucking music you desire or whatever choice you like and still won't have the effect of wanting to fulfill what you hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or fulfill what you see. I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. Segment, you on the air.
Hey there. I'm just listening. Thank you for that. I really understand. I'm glad that you brought that out there on ways to combat that, you know, rather than just, you know, like totally disassociating yourself with certain things. You know what I mean? So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you. And if I have another comment, I'll hit one.
Well, I appreciate your love. It. Thank you so much. I'm glad I got somebody that understands what I'm saying. Because if you're afraid of something or if you're not conscious, and I'm giving y'all some conscious things to fucking do to know whether or not you need to up your fucking vibration or, let me say it, up your game. You know? You feel me what I'm saying? What's your biggest weakness, Keita, if you know? What would be your biggest weakness? Or something that you know that could possibly hold you back. The worst thing that could ever fucking, like, that you know that you need to stay the fuck away from.
Aw, oh, that. I hate to say it.
Say it, please, because we got to keep it pushing. I just need to get somewhere with this.
Men.
Huh?
Men. What do
you mean? Men? Yeah. Then you need to be around them more. Shit.
And,
then you need to be around them more. Like Segment explained, you know, is that, you know, it's not that you should run from it because we know that exists, right? Then what is it? With them, what would it do to take you out the game? For you to lower your vibration or raise your vibration, what would that be? Words and places and things, I tell you. Go ahead. What would that be?
What would it be?
If you are around them, if men is your fear of whatever the fuck could possibly happen to you with these particular entities on the planet, what could they possibly do to hurt you? What could they? Obviously, if that's your fear, you think your fear is afraid of being hurt or what?
No, not me being afraid of being hurt. It's me. It's more or less of me being afraid of losing myself. Just like losing myself. Because I have done that.
And that's why you ain't got one now? But go find you one and see how that works. And be conscious that you are either losing yourself in that shit. But see, it's still about conscious. You can coexist with all things above and below the sun on this fucking planet and also be conscious if this is becoming something that is not good for you, that you are losing yourself into it or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the mind, you know, it can be unattached but also have external possessions. So it still deals with the mind. Being conscious, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like most people, they whole week is conscious that on Saturday, Friday night, and Saturday night, I'm going out
mm-hmm.
because that's where they at,
mm-hmm.
and they could possibly lose themselves. And I remember the master saying, you know, drink, but don't let it take your soul. Have fun, but don't let it take your soul. Enjoy sex, but don't let it take your soul. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things can be taken. It's like what they call in moderation. But it's just being conscious that maybe I'm indulging a little too much in this shit.
Right.
It's being conscious to even see yourself and pull yourself out of it before you even fall, like
yes.
I said. So it's no difference. Okay, then fine. It's no difference than watching 50 million fucking love songs or listening to 50 million love videos. Would you still want to desire to lose yourself in that fucking video? Would you still want to find someone that you can be like that in that video? If you are conscious of what you are going through, it's like a doctor. A doctor is conscious that they're having a heart attack because they know all the fucking steps
uh-huh.
that they're going to go through. They've already pre-known the shit. They know the unknown when it comes to heart attacks. So become a doctor and start to diagnose each stage and each step. This is maybe this is when I'm about to fall. Maybe this is when I'm about to long for something. You know, you have to really be conscious with yourself. Segment, you on the air.
Dang, you just touched on what I was going to say, but like you were saying, and it was stated in a previous show, you know, as far as, you know, you being a, you know, you are a doctor and you or a scientist, and you know the form, there's a formula to everything. So in order, like, to, you know, get over your fear of something or where you feel that you just surrender yourself to something, like as far as sex, or food, or what have you, you know, you being around it, or, you know, but, you know, like, yeah, just like you said, diagnosing, like, what's going to happen, what's the effect that caused the effect, or
yeah.
the cause that caused the effect, and then also, to a certain extent, you know, like, being, like, sickened, or, you know, by it, or something like that, you know what I mean, where you just broke the whole thing down. You know, that, you know, what is this for? What is it used for? Why do I need this? Why do I love this? You know, why can I live without it? What, you know what I mean? If I overindulge, what will happen? You know, what, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, for me, it would be like, I guess, food, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And I've noticed, you know, certain things, so I'm getting over that hump, you know. But with what Keita was saying, I mean, I had that whole thing, too, as far as me and, like, surrendering myself. I felt like I would surrender myself to a damn man, you know what I'm saying, and had to get past that whole thing. But anyway, so that's what I want to say.
Well, we appreciate your love, and thank you so much, Segment. And again, like she said, it is to entertain, you know, the wise, or could it be, you know, but how to combat the forces of Leviathan, there are so many, and the Leviathan means the law of sin for those who are just tuning in with us, and how to combat the principalities of darkness. Some forces are apparent to the physical eye, and some are not. Let's talk about that which is not seen with the physical eye. How to see the unseen. And the best way to see the unseen is by feeling, because anything that you can't see, you still have a feeling by it, right? But again, it's still still stays in the conscious awareness stage. You have to stay conscious of everything. And a good example is like a doctor who knows everything that's about to happen if they're having a heart attack. They know what's going to happen next. So with that being said is, certain things to combat the forces of Leviathan, if you are weak at it, you face it head on. You face it head on. Like when they put like rehab together, they actually give the motherfuckers a crack, don't they? They actually give them a shot of fucking methane or whatever the fuck, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They substitute it for something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but it still deals off of the withdrawals. A lot of people have withdrawals. Even I, you know, when I first started, because my thing was food too, Segmat, and this was years ago when I first started, and I would say to myself, today I'm going to do a three-day fast. By that third day or that second day, you know, I'm going through like that movie, Black Snake Mound or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, nigga, somebody need to chain me the fuck up, which means that I knew what my weakness was. Could I make it to the third day? And most people have that so-called addiction or the thought of needing to have it. Because we've been conditioned to eat, they say eat three meals a day. We've been conditioned to have sex. We've been conditioned to be entertained and have a form of entertainment, whatever, you know, area of entertainment people enjoy. All of that food is entertainment. Everything is entertainment. That's why the forces of Leviathan and the principalities of darkness is so fucking powerful, because everybody uses everything as a form of entertainment. That's how that shit can take you out. Rainbow, you on the air.
Yes. And real talk. And it goes also, to become a master, you must, you know, have a form of exercise, you know. Like you said, with a doctor, you know, so a person must have their own formulation of exercise to actually master something, you know. And one of mine is, you know, I'm in the world, but I'm not other world. So when things come my way, you know, I look at things as in, you know, I can master it right off the get go because I use that mindset. Some people might have things where, you know, they may have to go and meditate and actually chant and so on and so forth to restore those vibrations and so on and so forth. Like you said, you're on a lesser vibration or a higher vibration, you know, and those things can come through arguments, you know, when you argue, your lesser side, the negative side, overtakes the positive side, and right there, walk-ins can come in and so on and so forth. So it's a form of exercise, and people have to develop they regimen, and it has to be something that's repetitive, you know, to combat these forces, seen
right.
And unseen. Forces.
Right. It's actually diagnosing yourself. This is how you're able. Thank you, Rainbow. This is how you are able to know. You know, you really have to go and face it head on, because a lot of us, this may be something that we are not conscious of that could happen to us from listening to a music or a particular song. And that is, because even if a song from as a childhood song comes up, if it instantly takes you to your childhood memories and shit, that shows you how powerful that fucking song is, okay? Not how powerful you are, how powerful the song is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So even listen to a song of right now or watching a movie of right now, then if it could grab you, something is wrong with you, right? Because nothing that is physically seen by the eye should grab you, unless things are being done in the dark that you can't see, that is bringing you towards that which what you are hearing or seeing. That's why today's topic is how to combat the forces of Leviathan. No longer talking about that it exists, but how to combat that which is exists that you cannot fucking see with your physical eye. Segmat, you on.
I'm glad that you brought up, because I didn't think of it this way either, the whole thing about entertainment and, you know, how food is entertainment and all these different things. And then just listening, thinking of that word, entertainment. you know, like the state of entering in and attaining you, you know. And what you mentioned before about moderation, things in moderation, and what the master teacher said about you drink, but don't let it take your soul, and this, that, and the other. And those are things, because me, certain things, I have like an addictive personality, and I really got to be, you know, like mindful of that, you know what I mean? So again, thank you. And another thing, you know, all this stuff, it causes like stimulation. And I remember reading in the Mind Scroll about that, about taking some hours in silence and just thinking and meditating and getting away from being stimulated. Everything in this world, you know, is just overstimulation. You know, everywhere you go, whether it be, you know, to the mall, when you ride in the car, whatever, you know what I mean? And, I mean, the forces do have it on a lot, so to speak, because, you know, all the different waves and negative energy they sending out, you know, on any and everything, whether it be, you know, through the beings walking through the music and this, this, that, and the other.
Right. It still shouldn't affect you. It should not affect you.
Right.
And if it does affect a person, if they are conscious that this is affecting me, then you figure out how to eliminate that. It's the same thing with words. Like our mom and dad used to say, sticks and stones may what? Break your bones, but words would never hurt you. Some people are affected by words. With words or tones. I am not affected by motherfucking words or tones. It should not affect you. You can go, again, because I used to go hit them strip clubs up, right? I never looked for a woman, first of all. You know what I mean? But you would think if you being in that environment that you actually is succumbing to those type of forces or stimulation, right, Saggy? So, no. No, or you would think I'm gay, right? But it's certain things you, and I've seen brothers who go in there just to have a fucking drink and don't even look at the pussy. But it's just certain things that you know that you have mastered. And those are things that you also know that you have not mastered, these unseen forces. That's what you got to fucking master. That's what you got to fight. You got to fight the shit you don't see. Segment, I'm going to give it back to you, but Rainbow, you on the air.
Yeah, and just to let people know how these unseen forces, how your subliminal picks it up, even when you're not even conscious of it. Majority of your dreams are dream outs. Now, have you ever had a dream where it's actually like a movie? And usually those things are what you actually seen or wasn't conscious of in 72 hours, and you dream it out. And that shows how powerful, you know, even if you're not actually conscious of it, that you still seeing something. That's a message being thrown at you. So, and the segment what she said is deep. That's real talk. You know, the stimulation is constant. You know, you have to take a break from it. That's why you're in the world, but you're not of the world. You got to know when to take a break. If you listen to detrimental music, and that's what you like, and you feel you need to master it, but you may need to bring order back to your universe, actually taking time out to listen to something that has some better tones to bring order back, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just constantly getting repetitively bombarded by that. Or whatever, if you like eating, you may want to take a time to start fasting, to do a flush, you know,
and
because when you eat too much.
If
you
that's
know,
your issue, and that's how you'll know if that's your problem, is that which is tangible. If you will know if that's your problem, if you can't go through a whole day without eating, you got some fucking issues with yourself. You know, that's how you'll know. There's certain things that you have to learn to do without. That's how you know you've mastered one form of person, places, and things, by combating it, saying that's enough, I'm through with it, I'm going to see, you know, if I could live without it. You have to learn to live without, which is one of the initiations that a lot of students have to go through to become masters of the spiritual plane and the physical plane, is knowing that you need nothing. is knowing that you need nothing. Segment, you on the air, and my brother Tahuti, I got you next.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, a lot of people really need to hear that, because I know people have to deal with, you know, if they didn't know that there are unknown forces. I mean, but you're divine. Innately, you know when something is just is not right. And it's just of listening, you know, like taking the time out, you know, like through your hustle and bustle of the day. And, you know, like what you said, but you do have to, like, really listen to yourself and, you know, be one with yourself and the creator, you know what I mean, for a while throughout the day just to sit, think, and, you know, diagnose the whole thing, you know. And, you know, that's all I wanted to say. But, thank you very much. This is really what I needed to, really what I needed to hear.
Yeah, just stay conscious of it at all times. I mean, shit. I like songs. Shit, I don't give a fuck. What the fuck? I mean, if I like the fucking song, it doesn't mean I'm a fucking fall victim to the goddamn song. Right, Keita?
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you can watch 50 fucking Rambo movies back to back to back, do you really want to pick up a machine gun and put a red bandana over your fucking forehead? So if you can't, if you don't do that, then you can listen to everything else and watch everything else and not be affected by it. Tahuti, you're on the air.
All praise due to the Most High, Elion, Elion, El. What's happening, Dawn? Today is a very interesting topic, you know, because a lot of people deal with walk-ins, and they don't, like you say, they don't know. They be walking in and out of them. And I got a book by, well, David Icke wrote a book, you know, Children of the Matrix. And in that, he talks about how the Illuminati use the reptilian bloodlines to interbreed themselves to become hybrid so that they can shapeshift, you know. And it also talks about how they also, these reptilians taught them how to use the music, use the tones and vibrations to interrupt the normal mental sphere with the normal mental waves, to drop it down from where it would normally be to delta. And if you stay open too long on that wave, especially if you drop down to a low emotional level, you know, then they can run in and out of you like, you know, an amusement park. And you see a lot of that nowadays happening because people have not, like you said, they haven't gone through them initiations. They haven't learned those rites within themselves to defend themselves. And then you find a lot of brothers and sisters who they take it for a joke. You know, they think because they get to a certain level, they just mastered it, you know, and this is the end of it all. But they fail to realize that, you know, it's an exercise. You know, just like you build muscles through lifting weights or doing push-ups or whatever.
Right.
You know, spiritually.
Right.
You got to exercise those same things within those same inner chambers on a regular basis. Or the people around you, the entities around you that you don't feel that are on those vibrations, you know, they will look at you and go, all right, I'm going to push this button and I'm going to make them react emotionally this way. And then I'm going to jump in and I'm going to cause this effect and affect these causes.
There you go. That's right. That's right. You are absolutely right. Thank you so much to Hute. Today's topic for those that's just tuning in is how to combat the forces of Leviathan. Now, you know, we got the principalities of darkness. Some forces are apparent to the physical eye and some are not. I prefer to talk about that which is not apparent to the physical eye. Things that are not seen, but yet you could feel it. You could sense it because you also have remnants of your four higher senses. 317-546, I think it's Valley.
Hey, what's happening, baby?
Hey, Valley, how you doing?
How you doing? It's good to hear your voice. I ain't really got nothing. I just want to holler at you for the damn phone dial on me, you know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you so much.
How you been?
Yours.
How you been?
I'm sorry?
How you been?
Oh, I've been great.
That's great. That's fantastic.
It's a pleasure always just to hear your voice, man. Stay on the line with us. You know me, I open your mic every time that hand go up.
Thank you. Like I said, his phone about to go dead. I'm trying to stay on as long as possible.
Oh, well, thank you so much, then. I appreciate your love it.
All right, man.
This is to the Most High Highest. Segment, you on the air.
Okay, last thing before I go back to work, I just wanted to say that, you know, going to and fro, and you said this, I'm just reiterating, that, you know, like in religion, you know, you're taught, you know, the do's and don't do this, don't do that, you know, whatever. But in showing your divine and being a true God, you do have to master these things and, you know, diagnose and know why and, you know, not get caught. Those are the things that can really, you know, keep you here and, you know, just cause your whole destruction.
Yeah.
So, anyway, like, I just wanted to give an example, you know, like priests, you know, them going without sexual intercourse or, you know, this, that, and the other. And then they get around, and they all around men. That's all they around. So, of course, it's going to be a high instance of, you know, them raping little boys or, you know what I'm saying, having all these desires that they never feel, you know?
Right. Thank you, Segment, for that priest rapist and shit. I really appreciate love that, okay, for some fucking reason. I mean, shit. But that's very true at the end of the day. And if you ever notice that, you know, and I'm sure you have, Keita, because, you know, I roll with a few Negroes on the planet that really and truly feel that they could raise a sister up, right? Mm-hmm. And in raising her up, they give her the dick. Mm. And I have to tell these brothers, nigga, you can't raise a bitch up and fuck her at the same goddamn time, sweetheart. That don't mix. Mm-hmm. And then you call me and want to ask me for help. And how come the bitch y'all fucked up now? And you trying to teach this bitch about divine love, but this bitch want to just love you. Mm-hmm. Well, you stupid motherfucker, you should have kept your dick to yourself. And certain people, and they love to put a lot of that shit on the master teacher, because he had nothing but women around him. Now, do you honestly and truly fucking believe, I don't give a fuck how many bitches came and said they fucked a nigga, they let him fuck her. That's a damn lie. This nigga mastered the sex force, okay? Mm-hmm. And then, because I be looking at the bitches that be telling me they was his maid, and I be like, bullshit, ho. That nigga wouldn't fuck you with another nigga dick. The fuck is you? Bitch, you lost your fucking mind. Now when he was rolling with bitches like Karen White, Superwoman, and when he was Dr. York, the Love Man, and came out with a bunch of fucking R&B fucking hits back then, and you think he gonna fuck your bald-headed ass? Bitch, please. Yeah. But it's a damn lie. It's a damn lie. But if you've mastered certain things, a lot of things could get done. All right? 773-403. Caller, you're on the air. I think it's Mighty Quinn.
Yeah, what's going on, bitch?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm getting over kind of a bad cold. But what I wanted to call and say is that what you're saying is absolutely true. I want to give an example. Last night, yesterday, I had a temperature like of 102, and I didn't want to go to the hospital. I'm like, hey, I can take care of this myself. You know, I knew how to take care of it, but my mother and, you know, everybody, you know, my family members and everybody, no, man, please go. So I went ahead and was like, all right, I'll go. All they're going to do is, you know, give me some medication or something. You know, I don't know why I'm going, but I was like, all right, cool. So I went. And come to find out, it was, you know, I'm glad I went in some instances, but at the same time, I told my mother, hey, man, I told my family members, look, take me home, because I felt something there. But I was like, take me home now. This is before I got into the room where they was, you know, to look at me or whatever. I'm like, take me home. And they're like, no. I'm like, I'm trying to tell you, take me home. And because they didn't take me home, I get in the back, and, you know, I'm started, you know, like about 2-3 hours later, I'm starting to kind of, the forces I'm feeling are the same forces I felt when my brother died and I went to the hospital to go see the body.
Right.
I'm like, these are those six deeper forces up in here. And they just started, and the fact that I was weak physically and weak a little bit mentally, it was like they was taking advantage for real. So to the point where I'm about to have an anxiety attack. And I'm like, look, y'all need to take me home and get me up out of here. I'm like, I'm not strong enough to combat this right now.
Mm.
I mean, they heavy Christians, so they don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And so finally, I just had to, you know, remember who I was, and then, you know, remember my teachings, and then, you know, and exercise that. Finally, it was like, well, fuck it. If I ain't gonna be able to get out of here, then I'm just gonna have to face it. You know, I'm just gonna have to go ahead, face this shit, remember who I am, and you know what I'm saying, put the hands up and fuck it, we just gonna have to go, you know.
Well, it looked
at the end of the night, I was cool, you know.
Yeah, well, it seemed like, well, at least you were conscious that of the forces that was around, and that's what I'm talking about, being conscious, whether you are physically ill or not. At least your mind was actually conscious to know that that's what that was. An anxiety attack is actually a spiritual attack, because they will fuck your ass up. And if you ain't, you know, mentally and physically ready to fight that which is what attacking you, then, yeah, you would have to. Yeah, I mean, that's at least you were conscious shit. Jackie, how you doing today? You on the air.
Hey, how you all doing today?
Great.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. Catching the show, I just wanted to just add a couple of things. I was reading about how they say you have to know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know you, you kind of know when another being is around you or has entered you, because you say, like, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Right.
And I just have this desire to smoke a cigarette. That's not me.
Right.
You know, that's another being that's come in. Or, you know, say, yeah, I'm a pretty peaceful being, but I want to take an axe and chop somebody's head down the middle. That's not me.
Right.
You know, so I just become aware of that. And I thought about this line from this song called Testify by this jazz vocalist, Diane Reeves. And she had a line in there. And she said something about how she believed God and time is synonymous. And through time, God reveals all things. But she said, you got to be still, stand in love, and pay attention.
Amen.
And that's the hardest thing to get people to do, is to be still. And what you running all over, of course, those beings unseen and seen, they know you're not still, you're not conscious, you're not paying attention to yourself. You're definitely not standing in love, because you're just moving all the time. So they come in and out at will. So that's kind of like what I just wanted to add. When you be still and you know thyself, you are aware of the unseen and the seen forces that are trying to, you know, enter and have you do their will.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, and they get high. They get a high off of that, Jackie. They get a high. But when they realize that you are not penetratable, where they cannot penetrate you, they move on to the next victim, whether they are close to you or somebody that don't exist in your world. That's why it's very, you know, important to just make sure that you are straight and the motherfuckers around you are straight. Because they will use them to take you out. Now I just can't stand shit like that for some fucking reason. I just, you know, I can't stand people that vibrate on such a low density fucking level that they're not even conscious that it could hurt something outside of themselves, someone. You know, and that shit just really fucking aggravates the shit out of me, fucking humans. It just makes me fucking mad. You know, because with all the answers and all the, you know, with all the stuff that they are conscious of and read about and know about, yet they still leave themselves open to unwanted influences. And that shit is the biggest no-no to me in my life, where, you know, individuals in particular can get downloaded. You know, that ain't shit that I want to be around all the motherfucking time. A motherfucker that's constantly being downloaded, shit just really fucking aggravates me. Because those particular entities that can get into an individual, because they can't get into you, but they can get into another individual that's close to you, and they want you to be aggravated. And I think Tahuti spoke on that shit. You feel what I'm saying, Keita?
Mm-hmm.
They want to aggravate you because they are the easiest walk-ins, but why the fuck are they walking into them? And that's to aggravate your motherfucking ass. You know, like, what the fuck is going, what the fuck is into you, nigga? The fuck done got into you, motherfucker? Now I'm mad at your ass because, nigga, you should be vibrating a little bit higher, you know, than to be aggravating me. So it's like shit like that just really fucking aggravates the shit out of me. Like, nigga, what the fuck just happened? You know what I mean? I'm like, nigga, we was just having a good time until some shit got in you. What the fuck? You know, and so people, and I really think people have to really be fucking conscious of that shit. Because you can lose a marriage, you can lose a job, you can lose your children being inhabited by unwanted influences. And niggas getting tired of that shit. Like, fuck that. Well, you need to go to a goddamn unwanted influence rehabilitation clinic, motherfucker. And clean out. Shit. So who do you on the air, Rainbow, I got you next, and Jackie, I got you after that.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to say it's not really funny, but it's kind of like when you watch cartoons and you see the good angel and the bad angel, and they, you know, they go back and forth. You know, people don't even realize, like, you can call it bipolar if that's what you want to call it, but a lot of people don't realize that that's just where they at. They're on that thin line where you can get pushed either way. And it's easy for somebody to slip in and out.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you so much, Tahuti. Yeah, you definitely can be in and out. Matrix is in the chat room, Keita. He says, Don and Keita, I want to apologize to y'all. Spirit's been attacking me lately to be against y'all because of the things that y'all say that I don't agree with. But I always have to stay conscious of who I am and who y'all are. Sweet D Love says, that's why you stay cognizant. We aren't always going to agree on everything, so just keep me in prayer. That's what Matrix says. You feel me? And he also says, you feel me. But no, I mean, Matrix, I know when a motherfucker get it downloaded and inhabited, I mean, it's no big deal. I understand it. That's why I'm glad that you are actually inside the fucking computer and not in my fucking world, in my building where I sleep. Good thing your wife have to catch hell from that shit and not me. But I know, I can tell when my brother gets fucking downloading. That shit just be like, okay, nigga. You know, I started, you know, put his ass in the cage and lock his ass up and throw away the fucking key. I can tell when that shit happens. You know, I can. And, you know, so it's no big deal. I knew some shit got in you, like it gets into everybody else and shit. I just know. But I'm conscious of knowing that. That's why, you know, you still exist today. Because it's, you know, tell you, that shit is a motherfucker, man. You feel me? I can tell when that shit get in my mama. You know? I can tell when that shit get in her ass, and before you know it, people she don't know is a bitch. You know? You fucking bitches! Like, man, this is some fucking shit. So I just sit back and I watch, and I like to fuck with the spirit that has possessed certain individuals. Jackie, you on the air. How you doing again, Jackie? Give me one first, make sure your mic is open. Jackie, you on a Rainbow, I got you next.
Okay, just like a quick question. Say like you know someone, every time, every March the 5th, she's going off or he's going off about anything. And you're like, oh, okay, she's allowing this spirit to walk in her and or him and drive them to, go ballistic. How do you know when it becomes, like, that could just be them? You know, it's like, is that a part of you that the walk-in sees and goes, I see she's already like this. Let me go in and do this, have her do this. So for a spirit to walk in, doesn't it have to be familiar with you?
It's so many different oh, man, if it was 200 fallen fucking angels, you can imagine how many fucking different spiritual walk-ins that can possess an individual. I'm not quite sure on your question, but can you, Can you give it to me again real quick in Rainbow, I Got You Next?
I guess I'm just asking, the spirit that walks in on you, doesn't it have to be familiar with you for it to even contemplate entering you?
Yeah, because it does have intellect. The answer is yes, even to Hootie says no, but the answer is yes because of this and this reason only. They are familiar with your, if there's a holographic movie of you that exists, everybody sees your movie. So they will know, they could read your aura and know what have you done in the past, present, and what you will continue to do in the now and so forth and so on. So yes, they are familiar with you. That's why a lot of people are so easy to get inhabited. Now, as far as, let's for an example, the sex force, right, those beings who just love those, you know, spirit beings who just love the fucking sex force, and if they can read your aura or your movie and know that you are a fanatic in it, they will get in you and use you for that. Yes, they are conscious of that. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, thank they you. Are. That's why there's so many obese people, Jackie, because
mm-hmm.
those motherfuckers feed off of fucking food. So they can read you and know if they can use you to indulge in that particular arena.
Right.
Yes. Yes. They are very conscious of that. People who like to drink, there are drunken spirits that love it. That's why a lot of signs on billboards and sports clubs says great spirits, good food. Because those great spirits are considered great because that's what they like. And they go in there and they love to inhabit the drunken people. And they can read them, and before you know it, they done drunk more than what the fuck they're usually, you know, they might want to just spend maybe, you know, $50 on the Grand Marnier and refill and refill and refill, and that's their limit. They come home and figure out that they did over 50 because they've been read. You feel me? That's
okay.
The same way where everything has a reading. Everything. That's why psychics give readings. It's easy to read. So if the spirit side or the entities or the forces that we are not apparent of that can see us can read us and know what our vulnerability is, know what it is that they can use us for. That's why. So, Tahuti, your answer is no is wrong. And Jackie, did you want to make another comment?
Yeah, I missed the early part of the show, so I didn't hear ways of combating that.
Well,
did you speak about that? If so, then I'll listen to it later this evening. But
okay, I'll do my best to reiterate it. Thank you again, Jackie, for being here with us. But, you know, the ways to combat certain things, and I think you said it earlier or someone else, and that is to know you. That is to know you. And to combat certain things, because you have to be really conscious of what you're going through. And I gave the example of a doctor that knows that what everything he's going to go through when he has a heart attack, because he would be that they are skilled in that area, so they'll know what happens next. So just imagine certain things that you can now be conscious of, listening to a song, and that song could take you back to your childhood, which means that song is more powerful than you. Because that song is taking you back. You ain't taking that song forward, right? So with that being said, you just be conscious of certain songs, certain, you can watch a damn food channel for those who vibrate where they feel like the food is their desire. They got to have it, you know they know they've already eaten. If you can watch a food channel 24 hours a day or 10 hours or just 1 hour, would you still feel like you need to eat? You feel me? Would you still feel like, damn, let me just go get me something to eat? Because those are telepathic influences that have now got into your being. So if you're conscious of certain things, you will go forward. You will face it head on. You will combat it head on. Like for me, you know, I did this one time, and I'm so fucking proud of myself, and ask me if I can do that shit again. Go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and don't eat at that motherfucker. That's being conscious. Dr. Thompson is on the air with us in Rainbow. I Got You Next in Tahuti.
Yes, all praises to the Most High, Highest, and New, Elohim, Elohim, El. I wanted to comment on the question about the influences. And we have to realize one thing that Dr. Malachi Z. York had taught was that even though all our ancestors are able to communicate with us, not all of them have our best interest at heart. So we do have even some ancestors that are familiar with us that may not necessarily be good for us.
Right.
And that's why one reason why ancestral worship was trying to be eliminated from us, so that we couldn't tap into all our ancestors, those that always meant good to us. And of course, you can only imagine the majority of them have our best interest at heart, but not all of them. So we have to realize that is an effect or a part of our spiritual being that can cause us to do things that we shouldn't or don't necessarily want to do, and that's when we have to call on those ancestors that do have our best interest at heart.
Thank you so much, and I'm sure some questions will arouse, like, well, how will we know which one to call on? Go ahead, Rainbow, you on the air to Hootie. I got you next. Rainbow, you there with me?
Yes, I'm here. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, Sister Jackie had called in, and you answered it, but I'd like to elaborate on it, too, that she said something about a relative or somebody that comes in, and she know that person. Well, if you know, first you know the nature of people, then you know how to keep them at bay, you know. And then if they walk in, like you said, certain spirits, you know, if you're dealing with sex, then you have that walk in or that spirit of sex. But as you master a lot of these things, also remember, too, as you master, they would send out a master upon you that is also a master of what they do. See, as you climb, you also have these disagreeables or these adverse forces that climb with you. You know, they just don't stay down. You become up there where you is totally like oblivion to all. You know, because you're gonna have something. It's like with the master teacher. He's the only one that can battle Zuan. You know, because Zuan is a master of what he does, and the master teacher is a master of what he does. You see. But under Zuan, there is other beings that are on a lesser level that, you know, then you got beings on the other side that are lesser level that only, you know, combat with each other. So as you climb as in mastering, you're going to also have these opposing forces that's going to be more master of what they do, you know. So just be conscious of that. And also one of the exercises of when you feel these forces coming in, it's once you recognize them, it's to stop and breathe, you know, breathe, you know, take deep breaths and concentrate and realize what's going on. Because usually when they come in or something, your conscience starts to fall, your heart rate starts racing and so on and so forth. Like the one brother said, when he's in the hospital, he got these anxiety attacks, your heart rate races, this and that. You get real frantic and this and that, and these beings just start attacking you. So you have to relax, breathe, inhale through your nose, hold it for, you know, up to 9 seconds if you can, you know, exhale 9 seconds real slowly and release these negative ions.
And then what?
And then, you know, you can actually recognize that they're there, recognizing that spirit when it's there and call, hey, I know you're there, you know, calling upon the Most High. Or something, calling upon the Most High, you know, and they will retreat to the next time, you know, getting back to that.
Destroy them.
Also, tones.
Rainbow, why not destroy them if you're conscious that they exist? Because in the Breaking the Spell book of Dust, one of the motherfuckers, he says you're going to have to fight them. You know, you're going to have to fight. So, you know, I mean, what the fuck? They retreat? Yeah, they can't fucking with you. You like Jesus says, I come to fight the principalities of darkness, shit you don't see. Well, most people run from, they're going to always lurk with them. You got to fight this shit. You got to fight them motherfuckers. That's what the fuck you here to do, is to fight for those that came with the warring angel Michael. For those that came, they came to do battle with shit you don't see. And you have to fight. They retreat, and then what? Come back, get more powerful, get more stronger, and take your ass out? Now you in a mental silo and shit? You know? Now you done fucking lost your rabbit-ass mind? You gotta fucking fight. This shit has been lurking for over 10,000 fucking years. These forces get stronger and fucking stronger while you go about your day. You know? Ain't that a bitch? Because when they come fucking with you, you supposed to fight. And he said the only way that the spell can be broken or the forces that lurk on these density levels is that you fight. And you got to know how to fight. Fuck, I mean, hell, you call on the Most High all day long. And that ain't your... That's not the Most High battle. The battle is, obviously, like Job, he allows the devil to come fuck with him, right? So what you do? You fight. All that, so would you turn the other cheek from a motherfucker fucking with you that you can't see? How the fuck you do that shit? Right, Keita? I think you should breathe 9 times if a physical being is in your fucking face. And tell them niggas to give you 3 feet, 10 feet. But you got some shit that you can't fucking see. Fucking with you. Like Jackie say, wanna fucking take an axe and kill, knock somebody that ain't got shit to do with it in the head with it. Because when they came fucking with me, I did call on Melchizedek to explain to me what the fuck is this shit I'm going through. And Melchizedek told me, bitch, you got to fucking fight. You got to see what the fuck it is that's fucking with you. And you got to fight. He that runs away, you better get ready to fucking fight the next day. How about that? Because they going to keep fucking with you. So who do you on the air, Rainbow? I got your name.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, in regards to earlier, the reason I said no is because those foreign entities don't have to know you to key in on you to do exactly what you were saying. It can be random, just like you have a random act of violence, you know. That's all I was saying. But another comment that I wanted to make to build on what you was just saying is that you find a lot of times with so-called serial killers, you know, they'll tell you, like, I was hearing voices, or, you know, I was seeing things, like the Son of Sam said that his Rottweiler was talking to him, you know. So, yeah, one of the things that I do, that I have done when I've been invited to, you know, clean people's houses that felt like they were being haunted or whatever, one of the first things I do is I clean the house first, you know, and make sure that it's not anything in the house that could be like bacteria or, you know, could be making them sick. You know, people feel like they have heavy breathing or whatever. It's hard to breathe. Different things that they say they have, you know, at night, you know, and then after that, you know, I spray the house in blessed water and sea salt, you know, to raise the vibration in the house. You know, I burn frankincense and myrrh. I play chimes, anything that will raise the electromagnetic vibration in the home. And then I create a force field around the perimeter, around the place.
You also said in the chat room, never leave an enemy behind or they will rise again and fly at your throat. What do you mean by that?
Just that simple. You know, you can very easily subdue or nullify negative energies from coming at you, you know, by raising your vibration and maintaining it. You know, I think that's where a lot of people get messed up is, they don't realize that, like I said earlier, it's an exercise. If you don't maintain it, you know, you don't use it, you lose it. It's just that simple. And I think a lot of us, we make excuses. We make a lot of bullshit excuses as to why we don't attend to the spiritual principles you know, as much as we do worrying over, you know, bills and shit like that.
All right. Thank you so much, Tahuti. With that, Rainbow is ready to chop my head off. Go ahead, Rainbow. You on there? Right, wait a minute, Rainbow.
I ain't ready to chop you. No. Because I think that you touched base on what I was trying, well, what I was saying, but through your way of saying it. But the thing is, and I agree, the thing is what I was saying was not retreating. First, you got to know what spirit it is. Like Yahshua said, who are you? What is your name? To know how to combat that spirit. Because certain spirits are masters. Like I said earlier, they are masters, right? So you got to know what degree they on. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you have to know when you go into a battle what that opposing force has. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring a knife to a gun battle. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you have to that's what I was – believe me, I'm the person that, you know, I don't let my enemy – I know Shaka Zulu said it, and also you never leave your enemy to live because they grow stronger. And I'm a staunch believer in that. But the thing is you have to know the name of that spirit. Like you said earlier, Hush, you know. Find out what Hush is, what degree, what level is he on in the ranking of those, you know, because it's legions of them, you see. And they all have rankings, you know. They all have a master who they succumb under, you know. So, you know, and as you rise up, like I said earlier, as you rise up and master these things, you're going to be getting these spirits that's also masters on the same level. Like you say, a holographic image or a reflection or this and that.
Mm-hmm.
If they know what you're doing, you know what they're doing, you know. You got to be up on your game with them too, but you got to be up on your game knowing the names. You know, like war. War is one of the spirit's names. So when people say, I love war, I'm not going to go to war, you're invoking the spirit of war, which is one of the 200 fallen angels. Like in the Superman movie, Near Before Zod. Well, people saying, oh, I like that word, Zod. But if you look it up, Zod is one of the 200 fallen angels' names. Like in the word, I Dream of Genie. People say, I like that show, Genie. Not recognizing that Genie means Jan, you know, of one of those spirits. So once we recognize the name and we can, you know, once you recognize the name, you can do battle. As Yahshua said, what is your name? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because with names, there are tones and energies behind the name. You know, I mean, you could familiar energy. Shit. You know that motherfucker. That's a familiar energy. Fuck what you heard. Something about that motherfucker's energy. I'm not fucking with that shit. So who do you on the air? We got 12 minutes remaining. Go ahead, son.
Yeah, I just was, just hit me real quick, you know, Destiny's Child song. You know, that was the title of their song, right? Say My Name, Say My Name.
Right. Yeah. No one else around you. That's what that bitch say, don't she? Why seek the living amongst the dead? Keto. Rise, old Lazarus. God damn. How to combat the forces of Leviathan. Leviathan means the law of sin. How to combat the principalities of darkness. Some forces are apparent to the physical eye. Some are not. And that's what we're talking about today in the last 11 minutes left on the air. Now, how to see the unseen and notice it and recognize what the fuck it is. I think we've been on this planet long enough to start going into the unseen because we can see what we can see with our second and third eye, but we need to also keep that first eye open, which is the eye to see things that are not apparent to your second and third eye, which is very important. And you can see it, you can notify it, you can rectify the situation, you can change it immediately, you can fight it, you can destroy it, you can combat all that shit when you are aware of that which is going on in you or around you at the same goddamn time. That's very important. And I think Rainbow mentioned earlier about the children that are vibrating at this level of not even having the awareness to even combat certain vibrations and tones that come from that come from music and stuff, and is they can easily be telepathic influence under in a zombie state, hypnosis state, and all of that shit because of that, because they're not aware of what they're going through at the time that they are hearing the song. They're not aware. And a lot of adults are not aware at the time when they are hearing certain songs. You know, and it pulls them in. It draws them in. That is what we're talking about, the unseen. You got to be able to deal with that unseen. Anybody else wish to make a comment? Please push one on your keypad. We got 9 minutes remaining left on the air. Rainbow, you're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to add, too, a couple of shows ago, you were talking about the Dakota House. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. And you remember, well, I know a lot of people may not know, or they may know, that Roberta Flack stayed there, okay? And she made a song, Killing Me Softly, with his song.
Mm-hmm.
First time I ever saw his face.
That's right.
That was Satan. That was, you know. And the thing is music. Music is one of the most powerful forces on this planet. You know, the earth vibrates, lets off a tone. Your body, your heart is a drum, you know. So music is very powerful. And it goes back to when you said in the top of the show, all these influence. When you walk into a grocery store, you hear music. When you look at the commercial, you hear music. So once we can master and know how to master the music back, you see, because music has changed. Music is the downfall. You know, because with their coming in of the Trans Europe Express and all that, they threw music at our children, you see? You know, the hip-hop done changed and with the hip-rock and so on and so forth. So once we get back to music, because music has influenced us to make babies, has influenced us to go to war. You know, you got the drums to go to war, this and that. You know, the talking drums. So once we master the music, that is one of our biggest mastering right there.
Right.
We can master this music.
Thank you so much, Rainbow. We got 8 minutes remaining left on the air. Anybody wish to make a comment? Please push one on your keypad. Tahuti, you are on.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to the comment that you was making earlier about being able to see the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different ways where using the physical eye, your physical eyes, if you train yourself right, you know, and it's really, you got to learn to relax. You really have to learn to relax. You know, you can see different things in different dimensions, or the different dimensions that are around you at all times, by looking from your peripheral vision all the way to, like, trying to put a finger in your your finger in front of your face. You know, that's why one of the tests that we have is being able to bring that finger, not from two to, from it separating from two, but bringing it back to one, so that you have that one sight. And there's different trainings that you can learn how to see that different entities, especially in a peripheral vision. You'll see it a great deal.
That's very true. I remember when I caught one of them motherfuckers, man. You ever seen, you ever be in the room and some shit, and you see that shit just whish right by your motherfucking ass? I caught that bitch one motherfucking day, but I never forget that shit. I saw that motherfucker. I was in the fucking pantry in the kitchen and shit, and I saw that bitch in my peripheral. I saw her. I saw that hoe. That hoe was standing right beside my motherfucking ass. I saw that bitch. She ain't come fuck with me again. Keita saw an old lady behind my well house. Staring at her ass for over 30 minutes. Keita staring back at the bitch. What the fuck is that shit? 310. Go ahead, Jackie. You on the air. Rainbow, I got you next. We got 6 minutes remaining.
Okay. Quickly, I just wanted to say we have mastered the music. It's just not mainstream. And, you know, the singers who still have that soul, and you can still see it, hear it, and feel it in their music, you're not going to hear them on the radio, on mainstream radio. You have to search for them. There are artists who still use live drums, you know, live instruments and not the machines. So I think we have mastered the music. And I was going to say there's a time also when I'm listening to music, if I want to feel a certain way, I know what songs to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm like, okay, I need to stay up, you know, let me put on some Chicago house music, you know, let me put on certain type of music. If I'm angry about something, I'm going to listen to some old Ice Cube. I'm telling my age probably. But I know how, if I want to feel a certain way, I know what music to listen to. And there are singers, and I know a few of them, who still have that soul and still use it. They've mastered it, and they call them master musicians, master vocalists. But they pay them to go overseas. You know, all that money, they have to go overseas to make that money, because here, you know, all we want to say, and nothing against Beyonce and any of the other ones, but that's all we want here. And that's, to me, my opinion, the soul is diluted in the music that's mainstream now. So
that's all
I want to say. I love me some music, and I know what it can do to you.
Well, that's good, because I like how you actually put it. It's a certain way you want to be. You'll turn on a certain type of tone. I'm with that, like, staying up. And Keita works at night, so you already know. Keita, what music you use to stay up when you're driving and shit?
T.I.
She play that T.I., but not that new shit. That new shit probably put her ass to sleep, run off the fucking road. She talking about that urban legend, ain't you, Keita?
Mm-hmm.
I play that shit, too. If I got a bunch of bored motherfuckers in the car with me and they draining my fucking energy, I put that T.I. on, blast that motherfucker in a back crunk. God damn it. You got to know how to use that shit. You know, but I definitely, and I do that NAA too, Shawty. I ain't bullshitting you, Jackie. We seem to have a lot in common. I do use that NAA. I don't play that NAA though anymore though. But sometimes I play, cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that shit, we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. That's my shit. I would have cured easy of that AIDS, I tell you, I would have. 404, Dr. Thompson, you on the air. We about to actually start streaming. That's what it looked like. Rainbow, I got you next. And Tahuti, I got you next.
Yeah, all praises to the Most High, highest and new. What I was going to say was that the chief had said that the closest music that we had to the music of the angels was the blues. That's the closest that we have come to it. And the other thing was that, remember that the Messiah Jesus himself called on his ancestors when he went away and called on the three spirits that came to him in the form of Moses, Elijah, and I believe Abraham. So we do have to be able to call on our ancestors, because those are our genes at work helping us fight these spiritual battles.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Thompson. We got 2 minutes remaining on the air. Rainbow, I opened your mic, and Tahuti, I did, too, so either one of y'all can go for, actually, Rainbow, because you had your hand up longest. Go ahead, Rainbow.
I'd like to make it quick. The unseen forces, you can actually see the actual pockets, or should I say, the digital camera. Now, most of us have a digital camera. Look at those pictures, and you see that little round circles on those, you think it's like a water spot? But it's not. Those are those beings are forces. I don't know if they agree or disagree, but those are the unseen. And I've noticed those when I took pictures down the land. And I happened to be watching the show of Ghost Hunters, and they actually confirmed that those are, you know, because they say a digital camera captures, you know, more than it gets to a regular camera. So those forces, and I took a picture inside of one of the temples, and there was hundreds of them. Then I took a picture right outside my house, and I've seen one or two. Now, take a look at those pictures that you have, and you'll see that we're surrounded by, you know, unseen forces, you know. So always be aware that they're there, that they
are. So who do you still on? And my brother,
yeah.
I opened your mic. I saw your hand. We got about 35 seconds remaining. Go ahead, on the air.
I was just going to say that, you know, I grew up playing music in a band, in the orchestra band and marching band and stuff like that. And it was there that I started actually feeling or learning that music or the sounds, each instrument has a particular sound or vibration, you know, that gives off a particular, as we say, spirit. So when I start dealing with so-called synthesized music, you know, and our master teacher, you know, told us about how synthesized music worked, you know, and was able to mix the two together, there's a way that you can mix the two together as long as you're using the right tones and the right vibrations, you know, because I listen to a lot of music myself and I find it irritating. But then I notice that a lot of people listen to the music that I make, and because I make it in certain keys, especially the drums, the percussions, which is the most important, you know, in the bass line, I make it in certain keys. It's actually in that vibration of healing, you know. So, yeah, but another thing, too, is that to build on what Brother Rainbow was just talking about, is that, yeah, the doc told us a while ago that those, the entities, the Aetherians, you know, they like microscopic, you know, and they do have the ability to shine like the sun. So, you know, if they want to, they can be small, you know, microscopic or subatomic and still give off that same type of energy.
Well, we definitely appreciate love that. We are actually off the air right now, but still streaming. Prince Anu, did you want to make a comment?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for the show, and sounds good, and keep up the good work. Say hi to my cousin, Keita. What's up, Keita?
Hey, Anu.
Yes.
Love the show, guy. Keep it up, though, baby.
So we like to thank everybody, and thank you so much to Prince and New Rainbow, to Hootie, Jackie, Dr. Thompson, Segment, anybody else that did make a comment that I forgot about. But, again, we are actually off the air. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Don Nicolione Show. Don, let's make some music. I am music. I don't have to make that. But anyway, we are actually off the air, but still streaming. We like to thank everybody. I can't play my theme song. So, Tahuti, take us away, man. Sing us a song to get me off the air.
Give you a song to take you off the air. Oh, see. You're going to make me reveal some of my secret Jedi magic.
Man, you ain't no real musician, nigga. You supposed to
come
off with that shit. Just supposed to do it off the top of your dome.
Anybody?
I got one. We're moving on up.
They want to kill you or scare you to death. I'll be waiting for the awakening, evolution in the business of bringing revolution while the new world order shoots missiles at the tissue. They want to kill you or scare you to death. I'll be waiting for the awakening, evolution in the business of bringing revolution while the new world order shoots missiles at the tissue. Since people don't want to bring revolution anymore, revelations will be mailed to your front door. Advertising, commercially displayed, media manipulated, unequal and segregated. Separated like meat portions on a dish of polytics, polydents, pigs in the blanket, infested with sores, hepatitis, arthritis of the heart makes it hard for you to stay in tune long enough to evolve. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep or wake up and see the slaughtered sheep. Realize you're on Elm Street. As long as you see we work for a system that pressurizes our pipes, the ability to write a path of flight is held ransom from the birds, so vogue in senses of revolution. You know what? They act like they want to kill you or scare you to death. I'll be waiting for the awakening, evolution in the business of bringing revolution while the new world order shoots missiles at the tissue. They want to kill you or scare you to death. I'll be waiting for the awakening, evolution in the business of bringing revolution while the new order shoots missile at the tissue. A uniform commercing cold laws, but nowadays slave mentality is a way
The beast keeps you in the game. The lame mascot, king of the sandlot.
Oh, no.
The team puts home and on the green. Simply because revolution is in the form of CDs, movies, DVDs, MTV, BET, ABC, NBC, TVN, CNN, Big Brother, Friends, and Fifth Wheel, Love, Hugs. Internet connection, baby. Serious metal technician, figure in the ignition. Jake 2.0, created at Baylor and Rice, Lee Majors, brand of flair. Part man, part android, flesh and alloy. Revelations, prostitution should be sold all day. Freaks come out at night,
you know,
right?
They
for what we do
they
in the game.
You
were scared to death, I'll be waiting for the awakening. Evolution in the business of bringing revolution while the new world order shoots missiles at the tissue. They want to kill you and scare you to death. I'll be waiting for the awakening. Evolution in the business of bringing revolution while the new world order shoots missile at your kids. First revelation, you see evolution is the solution. All your rights are being violated. But most people nowadays don't have enough to go and get in the business. And most people are nowadays so nothing surely. A man can hardly keep his business. Everything you can do to improve your life is learn some miracles and linguistics and cause your people to grow from inches to cubits. But why negative? Don't really want to alchemize because you have to quit. Bring it on. Sitting watch the desecration of a nation by media brought thoughts that frame the picture in your mind if you have no clue. Never want more than a house, a car, little savings in a bank. Bring it on. Revolutionary. Evolutionary.
Revolutionary. Thank everybody
for tuning in to the Don and Colleon show. I like it. I give it 2 pinky toes to Hootie.
2 pinky toes.
2 pinky toes. That's all. I ain't got but 2. No, but thank you so much, and I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. You all have an awarding day. We see you in a new day, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, my time. We love you. Peace. We out.